Nashville Buzz, 107.7 and 92.1 The Bull, 20 in a row country.
Covered by Precise Painting, call Josh. They will do all those paint jobs you don't want to, and they don't make a mess. For the sixth time, Garth Brooks walked away with the coveted Entertainer of the Year award at the 51st Annual CMA Awards last night.
If you guys have never seen a Garth show and you're just wondering what the hell's going on, come see it, because it'll explain everything. It's the people, and I don't know why they have chosen us. It's just our job to say thank you as loud as we can.
The front runners of the night, Keith Urban and Miranda Lambert, were both nominated for 5 awards, but both walked away with just one. Keith won Single of the Year for Blue Ain't Your Color, and Miranda won Female Vocalist of the Year for the 7th time. Chris Stapleton and the brothers Osborne each nabbed 2 awards. Chris scored Album of the Year and Male Vocalist of the Year.
Always just tried to make it about music first and let music lead, and everything else will just kind of fall wherever it will. And fortunately for us, that's kind of worked out. I think that's always the right thing when it's about music and about the fans and about, you know, treating the music with respect and treating people with respect.
Brothers Osborne won Vocal Duo of the Year for the 2nd year in a row, along with the previously announced award for Video of the Year. And for the 6th consecutive year, Little Big Town was crowned Vocal Group of the Year. Although she wasn't present to accept it, Taylor Swift snagged Song of the Year for Better Man, which is her first CMA award since 2013. And John Party became the new Artist of the Year last night.
It's been an amazing year, and next year we're gearing up to be bigger and better and go back to writing a 3rd record and acting like, you know, we're right back at the drawing board and hopefully get another one of these. You know, I mean, that's what we go for, right?
Get more buzz at 107.7thebull.com.